Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with a girl who has not turned in a reservation yet for the company skydiving event, Jamie Bloom.
I will not be turning in a reservation. If it's a requirement of the company, then I'll turn in my resignation.
It's team
instead.
Building. It's yeah, team well, building. We're going to do it as a group. And
I officially resign.
All right. Well,
I'm not a heights person at all.
Well, you've been here a long time. I appreciate your time
yeah.
here. And
actually, one of my best friends from high school, her husband is really into skydiving and actually just posted some pictures last weekend where he had taken one of their three daughters skydiving. And I think she has done it like the tandem.
Are they local? Because there's a group out of Abilene that
is where they go. Yes. Yeah. So, but I just have absolutely no desire whatsoever.
Okay. Well, I'll have to let you know then. It's an April Fool.
Do you?
No.
No.
I would do it. I just haven't been motivated enough to do it. And
you would do it though.
Oh yeah.
Would you?
Oh,
yeah.
There's very few things I wouldn't.
It's funny though. I did. Oh, the thing where you go out in the boat and they put you on the rope and they take
parasailing.
You up. Parasailing. I did that, and I don't know why that didn't bother me.
Yeah, and I have done that as well. You're up there quite a ways, when you're
out there.
And I've heard of a lot more parasailing incidences than I have parachuting incidences.
Really?
Well, there's a lot of things. Were you with two people?
There were three of us, actually.
There you go. Well, so you got three times the chance of somebody fouling up. And then I've heard of the cable breaking. I've heard of the winch breaking, or not breaking, but won't reel you back in. But let's face it, most of the time, if the boat stops, you're going to go down. But if you have a nice wind, you don't go down.
Yeah, so, blow you out a little ways first.
Yeah, exactly.
And they did the thing where they kind of halfway dropped us into the water.
Okay.
You know, kind of dumped you in the water,
and then you come back up.
Yeah, I don't know, but that one didn't bother me for some reason. I guess because I knew if anything, the worst case scenario was I was going to fall in the water.
So you'd be okay with parachuting over water?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know. You're just so high. You're just
all
so
right.
far up there.
Well, I got to tell you, the whole thing's an April Fool's deal.
Well,
anyway,
I assume so.
Yeah. Yeah. We have an April Fool's event every year in our family.
Oh, you do?
My father-in-law's birthday is on April Fool's Day.
Oh.
And this year's his 90th.
Uh-huh.
So Bob Moore, so we spent the weekend, actually Saturday, at a birthday party in Pratt for my father-in-law. And so 90 is quite a benchmark.
Yeah.
There isn't a lot of people hit the 90.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So were any April Fool's jokes played while you were there?
No.
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 I'm assuming maybe you celebrated Easter at the same time?
No. It was pretty much just dedicated to a birthday. But, well, I guess that's not true. There was an Easter egg hunt that of which his great-grandkids participated in. And so I guess, yeah. Mm-hmm. But we came home Saturday night and then had Easter here at our local church. And actually, Paige came over for lunch, and then my sister drove over from Colorado last night. They got here about dark. We got to see the sunset, had a cigar, and then they're around today off and on before they go on to Manhattan. So
So
what'd you do?
Well, Friday night, I started off the weekend with a bang by going to the Blake Shelton concert, and that was
Are you the only one there?
No, not by far. Sister-in-law of mine had an extra ticket that someone wasn't going to use, and so I said, yes, I would very much like to use that ticket. Great seats right next to the stage.
And, oh, wow.
It was a good one. Yeah,
and that was in Wichita downtown?
Is it still
called Interest?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was fun. It was a good way. We got home late, so a little tired Saturday, but Saturday basically just had to get ready for Easter yesterday. We are in charge of making deviled eggs every year, and I say we, but in reality, I have nothing to do with it, and Caleb does it all.
How many do you have to make for your
group? Let's see. He boiled, I think, 36 eggs.
Oh, my goodness.
We make a lot. We have a fairly big crowd on Easter, and we did bring... Oh, gosh, I'm trying to think how many deviled eggs. We brought a pretty good bunch home.
Okay.
I bet we brought home 24 deviled halves.
How many dozen did you say? 30?
I think, Three? No, I think 36.
Yeah, which would be 72 deviled eggs.
Yeah. So, yeah, we make a lot. And he does half of them with dill pickle on the top and half of them with a jalapeno on the top. Ah. He likes to add a little spice. Mm-hmm. So, worked on that Saturday. Also had to make pasta salad and got that done and didn't do a whole lot else Saturday. Then yesterday, went to church, did the 10:30 service because my brother-in-law was playing the trumpet.
Oh, yeah. So, that's quite a tradition.
It is, and I think it's a new one.
They have about six or seven trumpeters.
Yeah. It's really cool. I think they stand up in the balcony and play over the top of the balcony. And so went to that and then went out to my aunt and uncle's and had lunch and then went to their pond and had a good time. We played cornhole and, oh, gosh, some did a lot of fishing, some kayaking, just enjoyed the day. It was a beautiful afternoon.
Did you catch a sawfish?
I did not catch a sawfish. They were catching fish. The fish were biting. We were kind of surprised, you know. But, yeah, no, several of them did catch fish.
Well, I had never heard of a sawfish, but the sawfish is a thing down towards Sarasota, Florida. And I can see why they're called that.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it looks just like a hedge clipper snout on it, what's 3 feet long,
right,
with serrations on both sides of it. Well, there's a whole bunch of them dying down there, and they can't figure out why.
What's killing them?
And they're kind of an unusual fish. In fact, I think they're an endangered species.
I've never even heard of one until right now.
Me either.
I thought maybe this was another April Fool's.
Well, you know what? I better look close. Yeah. No, I don't think so.
I've never seen those before.
And it's just amazing to me that, you know, there's a lot of difference in animals, but when you get to the ocean, how wide variation there is. And it's like God, when he got to the ocean, it's like, let's get a little imaginative on how we're going to...
Let's get creative. What will always really bring up... there's some that live in the very deep, deep, deep part of the ocean that, you know, nobody ever sees. But they'll have like a tsunami or something, and it'll wash a bunch of those up, and then they'll post, you know...
Right.
And, of course, you know, before the internet, you never saw those kind of things posted.
Right.
But now you'll see those.
Yeah, some guy saw it on a beach, but he didn't have any way to spread the word.
Right. But now they take pictures and post them, and it's amazing the different things that are under it.
Well, I only printed one page, but the article basically said that they're having a problem with the coral reef in that Sarasota area, and it's dying. And so there's fish like this that hide in the coral reef all the time that now are coming out.
Yeah.
And the coral reef, I don't remember, it got complicated. But anyway, I was just amazed at the fish. Again, that is just, look at that snout.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look like it's an inch thick and what, 3 feet long?
That's the snout. Okay, that is the snout of the fish.
Right, yeah. I can see why you might wonder if that's the tail.
Tail.
Or, right, no, that's the snout. Yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah.
That is absolutely.
So if you catch a sawfish,
crazy. Turn
it loose.
We didn't catch any sawfish yesterday. I'm really not sure what they were catching, but nobody had caught anything terribly.
Do they keep any of their fish?
No.
It's catch and
release. Basically catch and release, always out there. We always have done that with our kids. We really haven't ever kept.
Not a fish lover, huh?
Fish. No. My grandpa, though, he always would bring them home and clean them and. Mm-hmm. And I learned how to clean a fish when I was a kid. And
then you learned that it's like they're better to buy them than have to go to all that trouble of cleaning.
Well, then Grandma would cook them in the skillet. And once in a while, one would have eggs. And then she'd try. There was one time she tried to cook the eggs, and they ended up, the sack exploded, and they blew all over the kitchen
kidding.
And made a huge mess.
My dad used to fry the eggs on catfish, and I ate, but it wasn't my favorite.